From Aquinas's writings. Aquinas's famous prime mover proof of the existence of God. Anything that is in nature must be moved by something else. Likewise, this something else, insofar as it too is in motion, must also be moved by something else. Similarly, that too must be moved by yet another thing. But this chain of events cannot recede forever, for if it did, there could be no first mover, and thus no other mover. For second movers cannot move unless they are moved by a first mover, in the same way that a stick does not move anything unless it is moved by a hand. In this way we must reach a prime mover which is not itself moved by anything, and all understand that this is God. Summa Theologica. The basis of Aquinas's refutation of the ontological argument. We can never know what God is, only what he is not. Therefore we must reflect upon the ways in which he is not, rather than the ways in which he is. Summa Theologica. An example of where Aquinas's reliance on Aristotle is so admirable in principle, but less practical in application. As Aristotle shows, we should proceed as follows when studying a particular class of things. First, we should attempt to discover the qualities which all members of this class hold in common. Only then should we study the special qualities of the differing individuals within it. There is a class of things which includes all living creatures, so the best way to study the members of this class is first to discover what qualities they have in common, and only later what special qualities are possessed by different members. There is one thing common to every living thing. This is the soul, for all living creatures possess a soul. Therefore, to discover knowledge about living creatures, the best way to proceed is first to study the soul, which is present in each one of them. Commentary on Aristotle's De Anima, concerning the soul. But this approach is not quite so laughably outmoded as it might appear. The quality that set living things apart was the soul. Subsequent quantitative investigations have been unable to locate this elusive entity. But there remains no doubt that this concept reflected some element of our experience. Science thus retreated to the more empirically safe notion of consciousness. Yet this too has now come under increasing fire. What precisely is consciousness? The quantitative approach finds extreme difficulty with such problems, which nonetheless remain fundamental to our notion of our existence. Perhaps such problems will be resolved only when we reincorporate the qualitative approach adopted by Aristotle, Aquinas, and medieval philosophy. Dante's Divine Comedy encapsulates the entire range of the medieval world and its thought. It provides us with an example of the relative esteem in which St. Thomas Aquinas and Aristotle were held. The ancient Greek philosopher is referred to as il maestro di quello che sanno, the master of those who know. Later, Aquinas is referred to as fiamma benedetta, the flame of holy wisdom. Aristotle was the wisest of men, but only the word of Aquinas was regarded as having divine inspiration. The purpose of each thing is that which is intended by the creator or mover of that thing. Now the prime mover or creator of the universe is spirit or mind. Here Aquinas co-opts an Aristotelian notion of God as mind or intellect. For this reason, the final end or purpose of the universe must be the good of the intellect, and this is truth. Thus, truth must be the final purpose of the universe, and the pondering of truth must be the chief occupation of wisdom. Summa contra gentiles, the activity of the wise.